BZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Umsunduzi ratepayers have urged the municipality to improve its water systems to avoid frequent shortages. It's after KZN Kakta MEC Tulasizwe Buthelezi requested a 120-day pause of water curtailment measures in the city during his oversight visit on Friday. He says the halt will give the municipality enough time to implement effective measures that will prevent water shortages. A decision on the proposal is yet to be made by the Water and Sanitation Department. A group of angry residents recently protested outside the City Hall in Maritzburg after several areas went some days without water since the curtailment came into effect. Anthony Waldhausen is from the Umsunduzi Association of Residents, Ratepayers and Civics.
We're hoping that through the extension that the municipality now will be able to work with to get water to actually address all the issues that are needed to ensure that they actually meet the criteria for this water containment process.
Investigations into the drowning of a man in Durban North are underway. Emergency services say bathers at Glen Ashley Beach pulled the 48-year-old's body to shore last night. KZN VIP spokesperson Gareth Naidu says they were called to the scene.
Unfortunately, the victim showed no signs of life and was declared deceased by KZN VIP medics. Reports indicate that the person went missing from earlier within the day, and circumstances leading up to the incident cannot be confirmed, pending SCPS investigation.
Further afield, shelling by Sudanese paramilitary forces has left 12 people dead. 5 people were also wounded in the bombardment in the north of Darfur yesterday. According to a local resistance committee, the Rapid Support Forces have been fighting the country's regular army since April last year. The paramilitaries have also reportedly torched at least 20 villages in the area. In top story, Umsunduzi ratepayers have urged the municipality to improve its water systems to avoid frequent shortages. It's after KZN Kakta MEC Tulasizwe Buthelezi requested a 120-day pause of water curtailment measures in the city. You can find more on these and other stories at ecr.co.za by clicking on the News and Traffic tab. For the Newswatch team, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.